Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So in Cape Coral, Florida, one business is bringing out the big guns to try to get your money. It's the owners of Roof Easy. They have a Thanksgiving special that actually sounds pretty genius. So if you purchase a roof during the month of November, not only do you get the roof, but you get a free frozen turkey and an AR-15.
What?
Woo! I love America.
I need a roof.
Mm-hmm. Jason Polly, who's the president of Roof, you live in Southern Florida? He's the president of Roof Easy. He goes, the turkey will get y'all sitting at the table so you can spend time together. The roof will protect your home, and the AR-15 will protect your family. It's roof, literally the two letters, E-Z. So if you're in Florida, in Cape Coral, and y'all need you a new roof, then y'all need to be calling people over at Roof E-Z because you get you a turkey and an AR-15.
Yeah.
And actually, that's so genius. He goes, I actually saw this idea. A company did it in Alabama, and I figured, hey, we're Florida. This is the most Florida thing you can do. Let's do it. So it's called their Roof and Gobble Special. I love it. And he was asked, well, why did you choose, you know, the rifle? And he goes, because everybody needs one. The world's a crazy place. They can get a roof and they get an AR-15 for protection on both ends. And he's like, and why not? And I think it's a great idea. I think it's somebody goes, well, how about this? You want to give me a $20,000 boat and a $20,000 roof? Other. Yeah. So they said that they're working with Shoot Center in Cape Coral to facilitate the promotion because, you know, obviously it's FFL. So even if you get the rifle, you got to go to the FFL and then you got to get, they'll run you through the background check and all that stuff. And then you pick up your rifle. But, that's kind of smart. And he goes, and if they don't want the AR-15, we'll just give them $500 off their roof because that's how much the AR-15 that they're using is worth. So there you go right there. So that's pretty cool. That's a really genius idea. So in Orlando, a 23-year-old faces several charges after he used a detailed note to rob a pharmacy of drugs. And I am just shocked that people go to this length. It's a long note. Handwritten. This is just a week ago, Orlando Police Department. The note says, this is an armed robbery. Please cooperate. I don't want to hurt you. Bag the following. Oxycodone, all kinds of different milligrams. Hydrocodone, Xanax, and it has all bottles, all different types, I guess, of dosages or milligrams. Adderall, liquid codeine, Viagra. And when finished, place a note in bag and lay down or I will shoot. That's what it is in there. So it was a very, very long note. So the guy who is behind it, Thomas Muse, 23, hardened criminal, Kane says, he totally ended up getting busted because as he walked out of the store, the officer showed up and he still had the bag of drugs in his hand as he was arrested with his handwritten note. Now he faces several robbery, trafficking and possession charges because he is a moron. But the note, though, is very, I mean, that's, so I guess he was going to distribute them is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't, what is liquid codeine? What is that even?
I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know, Tylenol with codeine, but maybe that's a liquid form. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even, like, what does one use that for? I mean, I don't really want to know, but I'm also genuinely curious, so I don't know. I'm at odds with myself. New film that is out, and it's from the people who brought you The Chosen. And it's Angel Studios and it's The Sound of Freedom and The Chosen. And Angel Studios is introducing a new film called After Death. And it looks at the ultimate mystery of what happens from when people have been on, you know, at death's door or who have died and, you know, come and were brought back to life, whether their heart stops, etc. These are the perspectives of individuals who've, you know, kind of gone through this, and it uses first person accounts, and they also incorporate a lot of scientific knowledge and very careful research to give a very well rounded picture of what life could be like in the next realm. It's rated PG-13. They have a whole group of experts in the fields of science and philosophy and medicine, and they all have this very unique insight into the phenomenon of the near death experience. And you can go and see it in theaters. You can also get tickets for others. It's the pay it forward concept, where you can provide free tickets for others to see the film who may not be able to do so because, you know, times are tough economically. But you can find After Death in theaters now and find a theater near you. And to purchase tickets online, you can visit angel.com/Dana. And you can also find the pay it forward information as well, angel.com/Dana. And leave your preconceptions at the door and just buckle up for a very interesting, never before seen glimpse into what the next life could entail in After Death, which is in theaters now. To get your tickets today or to pay it forward, visit angel.com/Dana. That's angel.com/Dana. After Death, the end is only the beginning, rated PG-13. Now, you had Chris Wray, who was in the Senate in a hearing just today's Wednesday, yesterday. And he was saying that the threats are reaching historic levels, et cetera, et cetera. I'm wondering, has their list of who they're looking at as domestic terrorists changed? Do you think that that's changed? I mean, there's a reason why I asked, because I was looking at the graphic that they had used before. And I'm just wondering, you know, because they've targeted everyone, like I said earlier, from parents to people who fly the Gadsden flag to people who say all lives matter, things like that. All these people have been previously characterized as, you know, potential terrorists. And I'm just wondering, have they widened the list of things that they're watching for? I mean, I got a lot of questions. This individual in this campus, I would say that, you know, I mean, good heavens. I mean, I'm looking at, I have the symbol of, it's the FBI's domestic terror symbol guidelines. And they have commonly referenced historical imagery or quotes. They also have a number of things. They talk about militant violent extremism. The word boogaloo. If you use electric boogaloo, how many people use that as like a joke? Right. So many people use it as a joke. Oh no, they said they in their handout. They say that the following symbols are used by anti-government, anti-authority, violent extremists. I love how they capitalize anti-authority, violent extremists, like it's a band name. Specifically, militia violent extremists, MVE. MVE symbols are often found on propaganda, talking about different symbols and words. So they say the boogaloo, like saying something, whatever, electric boogaloo. So many people use it as a joke. I had a friend who literally used that. Her teenage daughter, Boogaloo Part 2, was having a fit. I'm like, oh, you're probably a terrorist. They have the listed on here, the Punisher skull. Do you know how many spec ops use that? That's like a something that they use. And that's considered to be a violent thing. They also have the black flag, heaven forbid, Molin Lab, the Greek phrase translates come and take it. I mean, good grief. Warrior culture, military themes, Spartans, Valhalla. Wow, so you're basically going after all spec ops that actually use this. All my spec op friends that are retired, they all have this. They all use this. And then they get into, oh, the Gadsden flag still, the Liberty Tree, the Betsy Ross flag, Revolutionary War. Yes, Kane?
The Betsy Ross flag?
Mm-hmm. That bitch. Yes. Her. She's a terrorist.
Don't do that.
Well, I'm taking on the personality of someone who made this list in the FBI so that I can like really give you the news.
Actually, that's very accurate then.
Yeah.
But in my history, my family, mm-hmm. we go back to Betsy Ross. Betsy Ross is related on my dad's side of the family to
You're related
us.
To Betsy Ross?
Yeah. Yeah, who was the one who
I don't think I want to sit by you.
The first
You're flag. Totally going to get like nuked. You're a terrorist. I mean, that's one thing to use the flag, right, that she made.
I don't understand.
It's another thing entirely to like descend from her.
Well, I don't understand the Gadsden flag, the come and take it, the Betsy Ross flag. How are these negative symbols? I don't understand.
I mean, that's a great question. As good as I am at sometimes trying to pretend to better deliver you a perspective on the air, to be a government official, I can't pretend to be that stupid
right.
to understand.
Okay, so it's not just me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't get it. So I'm just, you know, wondering. It's weird. Like, none of the anti-Semitism stuff is up here. And you would think that that would be a thing, yeah, right? Like, you'd think that, oh, well, maybe that should be one of the things up here. No? No, it's not going to be. Just kind of crazy. So they say, yeah, the Punisher skull, all of these things. And Chris Ray has even said, well, we just don't even know how many terrorists are here. He literally said that terrorism threat hits a whole other level after the Hamas's attack. By the way, our border is so wide open, it's ridiculous. It's like it's just so wide open. Completely wide open. And there's apparently another, caravan coming? Chinese influencers are showing people how to best cross the U.S. southern border also. Kel-Tec R50. This thing is so cool looking. First off, Kel-Tec is a really good, it's a great Florida company. And they make really awesome, really, really awesome firearms. The P50, which I've talked about for quite a long time. Love the P50. Huge. P50 is one of the coolest things that's out there. But they also have the R50. And if you're unfamiliar with the R50, this is their, you know, it's the 5.7. It's the follow-up to the P50. And has features like that you're not going to find really anywhere else. It's features like no other is the best way to put it. And the cool thing with the R50 is that you have this ambicide folding stock, 16-inch threaded barrel, really great ballistics. It takes the same magazines as the P50, and you have all the benefits of a carbine. So you get 7 inches of rail space, just like with the P50, for accessories, you know, all the dangerous stuff that nobody knows about, and they say that makes guns shootier. I don't know, optics, all kinds of really cool stuff. 5.7 comes in several variants, sporting, hunting, serious, personal defense. And it ships with 2 standard capacity, 50-round double-stack mags. It lays horizontally along the top. It's super lightweight, really well-balanced, very easy to manipulate. It's a lot of fun on the range as well. And it's just cool as all get out. I mean, when you need excellent accuracy, minimal recoil, and firepower, R50 is a great home defense. It checks every single box. You got to check it out. It's the R50. R stands for rifle. The 50 stands for pews. And that's the follow-up to the P50. It's only from Kel-Tec. Learn more about the new R50 carbine at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KELTECweapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Oh, so gross. I'm so tired of seeing stuff about bed bugs. It's so nasty. So now in London, it's apparently totally out of control. They found bed bugs now in a West London library. Pest control all over the city says the spread is out of control. The Ealing Central Library closed because they found bed bugs like everywhere there. You know, they can get into books, too. They said they're getting inundated with calls. And they said that they found them in some of their furnishings. They had to shut the whole library down. I mean, it is so bad. Have you been reading about this? Like, it's everywhere. In Paris, in London. Oh, my gosh. That's just crazy. So, oh, man, it totally grosses me out. Good dog. We don't deserve dogs. K-I-R-O. Arlington, Washington. A pet dog helped the Arlington Police Department arrest a 36-year-old burglary suspect. He was hiding under a tarp. Police said they heard from a homeowner who had discovered an unknown male that escaped out the back door when they returned home, and the dog found them because they broke into the doggy door. I don't like doggy doors, man. They totally freaks me out. But they said that they suspected somebody was hiding in the yard, and the dog found them. So kudos to the dog. Let's see. FDA warns that 26 eye drop products, including large store brands, could lead to eye infections and vision loss. They said 26 that have been sold at CVS, Target, and Rite Aid, U.S. Food and Drug Administration. They say that there's unsanitary conditions in the manufacturing facility, and it's produced positive bacterial test results from the environmental sampling of critical drug production areas in the facility. So they say that, like, sold under brands CVS Health, Rite Aid, Target, Up and Up, and Leader, and Velocity Pharma are supposed to be sterile. They said there's no reports of injuries right now, but they said that anybody who takes them and has signs or symptoms of an eye infection, they should immediately go and seek treatment for that. That's like, you have one job, right? Stick with us. We got more in store.
This is a moment of profound opportunity. The benefits of AI are immense. It could give us the power to fight the climate crisis.
How? How is it going to fight the climate? Look, I know I'm dealing with a migraine, and I'm like, ugh, right now, and I'm kind of, ugh, my allergy meds have, ugh. But that sounded whack.
Yes, it is.
That sounded majorly whack.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yeah.
I heard her correctly.
You did.
Do I give her credit for saying that she's unburdened by what has been or no?
No.
Okay. AI benefits are immense. It could give us the power to fight the climate crisis. Or, hear me out, it could make it to where everything is dumber than it is. Do you know that?
Too late.
Well, yes, and it's very too late. So do you know in the thing that he signed, and first off, welcome back to the program, Dana Lash with you. You're a lovable curmudgeon. You can listen coast to coast. You can watch the simulcast of the nationally syndicated radio show on YouTube, Facebook, Channel 347, DirecTV. I was looking at the fact sheet on the executive order on safe, secure, and trustworthy artificial intelligence. So what did I ask last hour, the segment before we went into Florida Man? I had asked where all the DEI and CRT morons were with regard to the students fighting anti-Semitism on college campuses, right? Well, we found them. They decided to go into robots. So the executive order, I'm looking at the fact sheet here. Can I just say, let me just read this one sentence. It says the executive order establishes new standards for AI safety and security, protects Americans' privacy, advances equity, civil rights. Wait, what?
Can't do both.
Well, yeah, civil. You can't do both of these because they cancel each other out. Equity is not about equality. In fact, they're completely different. They're antithetical to one or the other. So I'm just fascinated by this because it literally gets into AI. Like it says, advancing equity and civil rights. It's like a thing. Advancing equity. That's a thing in the fact sheet. It says, I'm reading it from whitehouse.gov. Irresponsible uses of AI can lead to and deepen discrimination, bias and other abuses, injustice, health care, and housing. Wait, what? The Biden-Harris administration has already taken action by publishing the blueprint for an AI Bill of Rights and issuing an executive order directing agencies to combat algorithmic discrimination. Oh, sidebar. You know none of that's going to be about discrimination against conservatives, right? Right. Okay, I swear this gets dumber. I was reading this last night. This is one of the things I was reading last night. I had to bookmark it to finish the fact sheet this morning because it was so dumb it made my head hurt more. They write, to ensure that AI advances equity and civil rights, the president directs the following additional actions. To provide clear guidance to landlords, federal benefit programs, and federal contractors to keep AI algorithms from being used to exacerbate discrimination. To address algorithmic discrimination through training, technical assistance, and coordination between the Department of Justice and federal civil rights offices on best practices for investigating and prosecuting civil rights violations related to AI. Can you imagine? I mean, this is going to be AI that will be formed with the principles of CRT. That's what this is. So imagine, like, a code equivalent of Ibram X. Kendi's CRT nonsense, as part of AI forever. That's going to go well, right? Because that's exactly what they're pushing here. Yeah, go ahead, Kane. Go ahead and share. Just share.
Well, I just know the government has been trying to get control of the internet with net neutrality for a long, long time. And I think they've realized that that's an uphill battle they're unwilling to continue. So I think with this AI, I think they're going to also usher in government control, right? There has to be controls with AI or else it just goes crazy. And, you know, society will be better off with government in control. And this is their effort to do that very thing that they've been trying to do with net neutrality for so long.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, here's exactly what it's going to be. This, I mean, I was reading the fact sheet and it sounds they want fairness. But why would you use AI in sentencing? And they want to use AI for everything. Do you realize what this is? It's humans giving up. And so, but before they give up, they want to make sure that they incorporate all of this AI, DEI, CRT stuff in it. Really? It's going to be Peter Singer on steroids. Oh my gosh. This is terrifying. This is like, I read this and it reads like a horror film. The fact sheet of it, it is absolutely terrifying. Imagine, because the algorithm is built on what it is given. So whatever perspective someone has, they will shape it. So the winners write the history books. Well, it's not going to be that anymore. The winners are going to be writing the algorithm. If you think that this isn't going to happen, I would just direct you to how Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, etc., all of these have been run. Just look at how all of this has been ran. This is exactly how this is going to go.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.